You have your Bibles with you this morning. If you'd like one, we'll get you one. Just raise your hand. Ushers will get you a Bible if you need one. Somebody get this young lady a Bible up here. Open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians right here. Here. Does anybody else need a Bible? One over here. Need one over here. Praise God. Want everybody to get a word in their hand. So you can see God speaking, not your pastor. He'll use this voice, but it's his word. The Bible says it'll never return unto him void. It'll accomplish what he sent it to do. Don't have any Bibles? All right, okay. Praise God, praise God. And there's here one if you want bigger print. Need a Bible? Got one? Huh? 1 Corinthians chapter 3. You want a bigger one? You need bigger, your eyes good? Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, when I was early Christian, I wanted to carry a big Bible so everybody say I was a big man of God. The little Bible has the same word in it, but now I can't see it as well. I need a little bigger print. Hallelujah. You might think it a little strange being Christmas week, and I'm not going to speak to you today about Christmas. I'm going to lay and speak on what the Spirit of the Lord laid on my heart. I believe it's a word from the Lord. I believe it's a word for us in this time and this season that we're in. I believe it's a word for the season we're getting ready to go into. We're ending one year. We're stepping into a new year. Amen. And I believe God has some great and mighty things in store for his church in the year to come. Not that he's not done yet. We're still timing this year. But God's got great things in store for 2014. So I think one thing about the kingdom of God and what God wants to do is he wants to position his children in a place to be receptive and open for what he's bringing. You know? In other words, if it was calling for rain like it was this morning, there's some things you would do. If you have some things outside that you don't want to get wet, you would do something about it. And the same thing is in this word, as God prepares our hearts and for what's coming our direction, that we're steadfast, unmovable. Amen? Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and I'm not speaking out of this text today, but I'm just using this for a foundation for the direction that we're going to speak today. Paul, through the Holy Spirit, is speaking to the church of Corinth. He's speaking individually and corporately to them. So when we're speaking the word, we're speaking individually to each and every one of us because we're the church. I'm the church, you're the church. So when the word comes forth, it's individually and it's corporately. So we're not only looking at towards us together as singular, but as the body, as the body of Christ. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 8, he says, "Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry, you are God's farm, you are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder," or he's an architect, for example, "I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." We talked about a little bit last week that Jesus is the cornerstone of the building. You know, and we are the building. Each and every one of us have a part in the building. Each and every one of us have a part in the farm. And what God is saying to all of us, we all have a part. We all do this together. Anything that takes place in the body of Christ is the effect of the body working together in unity for kingdom purposes. Amen. So what God is wanting us to understand is if you're a someone that works behind the scenes, that your part is just as important as the one that's working in front of the scenes, that every part works together. When you got here today, the church was clean, that the church was in order. Last night after our Christmas program, you know what really blessed my heart? I saw all these little children carrying all these boxes and carrying up. I'm talking about little kids. Maybe that's tall. And they had these boxes and they were all taking them up to the storeroom. These little children were learning early how important it was, you know? And they were some good workers. Amen? Thank you, kids. Thank you, children, for all your work last night, everyone that took part. And I want to also thank everybody last night for the we had an awesome program last night. It was awesome. It was blessed of God. It was a blessing. Amen. It was a blessing. But I want you today to turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 4 for our message today. Now when Paul starts off in 1 Timothy 4, he talks about now the Spirit speaking expressly in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And what I want you to get a hold of today is we have a foundation, Christ Jesus. We have the apostles and the prophets. We have the Word of God, and that is our foundation. Everything we build on is according to the Word of God. You know, the things that man adds are hay and stubble, and when they're tested with fire, they'll be burned and there won't be nothing left. What stands is those things that were done for kingdom purpose, for kingdom-minded, to bring glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The things that I've done or the actions I've taken to bring glory and honor to me, when they are tested by fire, they'll just go, and they won't be there. But I won't be lost. I'll be saved by fire. And in other words, the Bible says, I'm not going to lose my salvation. But there's a position for what we do on earth. There's rewards. And during that millennial reign with Christ is where the positions will be, where you'll hold position for 1,000 years. So what we're doing in this earth now, right now, when we're doing it for the glory of God, we're not rewarded as we're rewarded in this earth, but not like we will be in the millennial reign. Amen? So I just want our hearts to be in line with the Word. Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 9, he says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word and conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to the reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by the prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them. For in so and doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren, the elder women as mothers, and the younger as sisters with all purity." Today I want to focus your attention to verse number 16 for this morning's message. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. The title of this morning's message, with the help of the Lord, is Keep On Keeping On. Keep on keeping on. We find in our text we're to keep, we're to be keeping, and we're to have kept. But I have this little word puns. I always put words together, and it was keeping kept by our keeper. All right? But you got to say it 25 times really fast. All right, we're to keep on keeping kept by our keeper. He is our keeper. We're to keep on keeping kept by our keeper. Let's ask God's blessing upon the preaching and teaching of his word today. Can we make a declaration in the house today? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote it to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me, for your servant is listening. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word, and we're grateful that you sent your word here to speak to each and every one of us gathered here today. Now I pray, Father God, that when this word comes through my lips, Father God, it'll come forth with clarity, that the people will have understanding, that they'll be edified, that they'll be exhorted, that they'll be comforted by the preaching and teaching of your word. And when all is said and done, you'll receive the glory and all honor. For I ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. You know, when Paul was writing to his spiritual son, Timothy, and you have to understand, it's not only his spiritual son, but he's feeding him. He's feeding him with spiritual knowledge from God, okay? It's inspired by God. So when he's writing this to Timothy, you have to understand that he's writing it to the body as a whole, or he wouldn't have included it in the in doctrine. He wouldn't have included it in his word. So when we hear these things, he says first, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. In other words, take heed. It comes from the Greek word epecho. It's spelled E-P-E-C-H-O. Epecho. 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 It means pay attention. Basically, pay attention. In other words, listen, listen, listen to what the Spirit of God has to say to you and I today. Listen. Listen. Let it come in here. Let it go in here and let it penetrate your heart. You know, Solomon, one of the wisest men ever, wrote in Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 20. I'll be all over the word today, so I encourage you, if you have a piece of paper, write down scripture if you want to look back and make reference to it. Because you'll probably say, well, he doesn't give me time to get there. Amen. But in Proverbs 4, verse number 20, the word of God says, my son, attend to my words, incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips. Put far from thee. Let thy eyes look right on, and let thy eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet. Let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Now, what Paul was speaking in our text, he's talking about keeping what's been entrusted to you and I. Amen. So as we're walking in this, we're walking out of the issues or out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth's going to speak. In other words, so many people have intellectual assent. Intellectual assent is head knowledge. Head knowledge. They can quote scripture. They can repeat it. They know scripture. But it's when it's heart knowledge. Heart knowledge, out of the abundance of the heart. God never said in his word, out of the abundance of your brain, your mouth's going to speak. He said, out of the abundance of your heart, because our brain and our mouth gets us in trouble. And if we're feeding ourselves on the word of God, and we're meditating upon God's word, and we're digesting it, and we're letting that word take the 18-inch journey from our brain to our heart. Amen? That's why he tells us to meditate upon the word. So when he's saying to his student Timothy, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, he said, hey man, I'm not talking to everyone else. I'm speaking to you. You need to pay attention and listen to what you're being taught or what God's speaking. You know? And Paul wasn't responsible for what Timothy done. All Paul was responsible for is sharing the word with them. What Timothy did with it was on Timothy. Amen? It wasn't on Paul any longer. So if the Bible says, "If ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," we're here to speak the word of God so you can be free. Amen. But what you do with it is on your account. Now, if I distort the word or if I take the word out of context, then shame on me. But what God is saying, hey, we're here as students of the gospel to learn to walk in the fullness that God has done for us. You know, we're not fighting for victory. We're fighting out of victory. It's already been done. It's just about revelation knowledge in our hearts and minds that it's already been done. You know, if you're wanting to be delivered for something, you've already been delivered. Through Christ Jesus. For who the Son is made free is free. You've already been delivered through Christ Jesus. Now you've got to get it in your head and revelation and understanding that it's a completed work. And all I have to do is start walking in what's already been accomplished. Amen. I don't have to fight to try to do it. I don't have to work on trying to get it accomplished. Jesus did all the work for me and you on the cross of Calvary. When he was on the cross of Calvary, he said what? Tetelestai. He said, paid in full. It is finished. Amen. So when he stuck on that cross, it's been paid for and it's been done. So Paul was saying to his students, he's saying this. He said, this here is a mirror, not a picture window. When we read the word, we're to look at ourselves. But the problem we have is we look at everybody else through a picture window. Paul isn't saying take heed to everyone else. He's saying take heed unto thyself. Let the word of God examine you. God says judge not lest you be judged. We're not come to judge anyone. You know, I don't know about you. I don't know what you're going through. And you might be going through something I'm not. But at the same time, I'm not in your shoes. I haven't been through what you've been through. And you haven't been through what I've been through. So Paul just says, hey, guys, first, pay attention here. Amen. You with me? Turn with me to Matthew chapter 12. And verse number 35, Jesus is speaking. He says, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth that which is good, good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. The word of God says life and death are in the power of the tongue. Amen. And they that love it eat the fruit thereof. Amen. In other words, if you have an apple tree, you're not going to pick peaches off of it. You'll know a tree by its fruit. And you know what we're described as in the word of God? We're trees of righteousness. We're the arm of the Lord. Amen. And in other words, there should be things that are blessing. Matter of fact, in the Word of God, he tells us to bless those that curse us and despitefully use us. Amen? If somebody slaps you on the cheek, you're to turn and give them the other side. Amen? We're not to render evil for evil. Amen? And in other words, somebody was talking about an issue at my house yesterday about something that happened on TV. And they asked me what my opinion was. And this is my opinion. I don't have one. I wasn't there. I don't have any idea what reporters reported or what was really said. So I ain't going to enter into the stuff and start backbiting somebody. I have no idea what was going on. Amen? And all of a sudden, let me tell you something. Hey, I thank God for Facebook because it's a place where we can stay connection with one another. But let's not make a gossip center. Amen? Amen. Let's think about it as men and women of God. Are the words we're saying, are they building people up? Are they exhorting them? Are they comforting them? Amen. Just saying. Just saying. Turn me to Luke chapter 8. You know, when Jesus was speaking about the different soils, and he was talking about the good ground, in verse number 15 of Luke chapter 8, he says, "But on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it." You know, underline that in your Bible. Having heard the word, keep it. Keep it. Retain it. Hold on to it. And bring forth fruit with patience. And they bring forth fruit with what? Now, if you were to plant a tree, how long do you have to wait before it produces fruit? You may have sowed some seed, and you may be waiting for a harvest. God says, patience. God says, patience. It's coming. Don't give up hope. Don't give up hope. Hold on to the promise. Remember that God said all the promises in him are yes and amen. Amen? So we're holding on. We're trusting. We're believing. We're keeping what God has given us in our hearts. No man, when he have lighted a candle, cover it with a vessel, or put it under a bed, but set it on a candlestick, that they which enter may see the light. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Take heed, therefore, how ye hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall he be taken away, even that which he seemeth to have. If you're not using it with the right purposes for the kingdom of God, you really don't have it. Amen? You know, when I was looking at it, he says, take heed unto thyself into the doctrine. This word doctrine comes from the Greek word didaskalia. Didaskalia. It's spelled D-I-D-A-S-K-A-L-I-A, didaskalia. And didaskalia in the Greek means what you're taught, what you're instructed, what you have learned. In other words, what we're saying here is that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and if it's profitable, for what? For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in what? In righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect. That word perfect in the Greek means complete. Unto every good work. In other words, if you're feeling incomplete, you'll never be complete without the word. If you're feeling incomplete in your life, you'll never be complete without Christ. Because he is the word that was made flesh. He is the Logos. I believe that God in the beginning spoke the word, and the word was echoing through time, and all of a sudden it became flesh. And we beheld the glory full of the only begotten, full of grace and truth, and all of a sudden the word became Jesus and became life and started to continue to speak. Amen? But that word means, hey, we are complete in him. We are complete in the word. We are being completed. We are perfected. Is anybody in this room perfect? No. Word is a process. But we're being completed. We're being completed. We're being completed in him. He said, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. And then he said, continue in them. Continue in them. And that means to be keeping. You know, we got to keep on keeping on. You know, and turn with me to Galatians chapter 6. Amen? Galatians 6:7 says, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, he shall also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. If you're a child of God and you belong to as a child of God, you should have not lack. The body takes care of the body. I don't know about you, but if I'm running and exercising and my ankle gets twisted or sprained, you know, I need to put something on it to support it. I just don't leave it in that broken and sprained state. Amen? So when we're keeping the doctrine, we're ministering to one another. The Bible says if one suffer in the body, we all suffer. If one rejoices, we all rejoice. We do it together. We do it together. That's like on Sunday afternoon, you're going to have at 1 o'clock, there's going to be the NFL and the Redskins are going to play the Dallas Cowboys. And every Redskin fan and every Dallas Cowboy fan, it desires for their team to play together in harmony. Because if they're not playing in harmony, they're not going to accomplish what they're set out to do. Amen? If your blockers aren't blocking, your quarterback's getting sacked. If your receivers aren't running, your quarterback's getting sacked again. And if he's going under too much pressure, he's throwing interceptions. In other words, he's giving heed to the adversary. The adversary's catching and intercepting. And I'm just using that as an example to say, hey, we're a body. You know, if you get tired, we need to encourage one another. We need to build one another up. I've said it 100 times. I'll say it 1,000 times. You don't need to come to church to get torn down. There's enough tearing down in the world. God sent his son not to condemn the world. The world was condemned already. He sent his son to save the world, that through him they may find life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we're not here to condemn anybody. I don't know where you've been. I don't know what you're into, but God is. God loves you. He cares about you. He has a plan in your life. He doesn't want to leave you where you're at. He wants to take you where he's called you to be. Amen. And you know, when you're walking on that journey, you're going to go through some things. Hello? But what God is saying to you is, hey, you're not going to go through it alone. Not only am I going to be there, because I told you I would never leave you nor forsake you, that I'd be as close as the call of my name, but I surrounded you with other brothers and sisters of Christ that belong to me, and they're there for you too. Amen? Amen? In other words, this is one big team. And I'm not just talking about Greatest Freedom Ministries. I'm talking about the church worldwide. Amen. We're the body of Christ. Amen. And he didn't say, hey, this is my body and that church over there, that's my butt. Amen. Got myself in trouble. Forgive me, Lord. I should have said, forgive me for that last statement. That was not the Holy Spirit. That was an injunction from Carl. All right? That was Mr. Corny coming in. No, but the body of Christ is important worldwide. Worldwide. And when we're going through a little persecution here, man, the church is going through mighty persecutions in other areas. Amen. If nothing else, we ought to be praying for them. Amen. You know, and so God tells us not to grow weary in well-doing. Amen. You ever feel like you're doing something and you're the only one doing it and nobody else is doing it? Yeah. God says there's people doing it all over the world. Don't go weary in it. Matter of fact, he says to us in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1. He says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. But we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty and not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, committing ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Then he talks about going through some trials and some tribulations in chapter 4. But then he ends up in verse 16, it says, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more an exceeding weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not are seen are eternal. You know, so we don't want to be so heavenly minded that we're no earthly good, but at the same time, our hope is nothing else but Jesus Christ and his righteousness. Amen. Praise God. Stand on Christ alone and his righteousness. Hallelujah. So what are you saying to us? He said, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. In other words, keep them. He says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 12, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Yea, all. But evil men and seducers shall work, wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Amen? Amen. So he's saying to us, take heed unto thyself and to the doctrine, keep, continue in them, be keeping. And in doing this, thou shalt save thyself, speaks of having kept. Like Paul would say in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, he said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. It's just like in a race, when you're running a race, there's a starting line, there's the course, and there's the finish line. In other words, it's not how you start, it's not how you run, it's how you finish. I was watching, somebody had posted a race. It was from 2008. It was a state championship and women. And this runner was running, and she was on, it was like a three-lap race, and she was running, and on the second lap, she tripped and fell face first. There was four women running. And she bounced up off the ground and came back up on her feet and continued to run. And the other racers had gone way far ahead of her, but she ended up coming back and winning the race because she persevered, because she kept going on, because she had the finish line in her eyes. Amen? It wasn't that she wasn't going to give up. Even if she came in last place, she was going to finish the race. It isn't if you come across the line in first place, second place, 100th place, 10,000th place, or a millionth place. It's that you come across the finish line. It's how we finish the course. Amen? Amen? That's why God is saying to us in the Word today, hey, we're not to grow weary. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver you out of them all. Hold on. Hold on to all the promises he has for you and I. You know, he says in, and Jesus said in John 17, good Christmas message, huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John 17:4. This is Jesus. Who are we following? We're the image of what? Jesus said, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And in other words, I performed the task. I performed what you placed in front of me to do. Amen? That's why Paul could write in Philippians chapter 1, verse number 6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it, will keep it, will finish it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. He that has begun a good work isn't just going to start it. He's going to carry you through. He's going to see you through to the end. In other words, when the storms of life start burrowing in, you have to hold on to the word. You got to hold on to the promises, because I can't walk by sight. I have to walk by faith. Walk by faith, not by sight. Because it may not look like you think it should look. And so many times when things aren't looking the way you thought they should look, people lose heart and they give up. And God says, don't give up. Hold on. I have begun a good work in you, and I'm faithful to see it through until it's complete. I'm faithful to see it through until it's completed. I'm faithful to see it through until it's finished. That's why he's called the author and finisher of our faith. The beginner and the ender, the starter, the finisher. He's, and everything in between. I always say it, man, he's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, and everything in between. Amen? That's why Paul would say in Acts chapter 20, in closing today, Paul would say in Acts 20, verse number 24, and was somebody getting their mics down? In Acts 20, 24, he said, but none of those things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I may finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Amen. You know, when I look at Paul, he's such an example of what you might go through as a child of God. And you know what? Some of the things that are written in the Word of God, they're written for our admonition and for examples so that we don't have to go through them. If we learn from their lessons, we don't have to learn the lesson ourselves. Amen? So I don't know about you. I would rather learn from their test than have to go through it myself. That's why Paul was able to stand up and say, for I am persuaded that neither life, nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature is able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What are you saying to you and I? No matter what you go through, keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. Keep what you've been entrusted. Keep keeping until you can say, I have kept the faith. Amen? I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there's a crown of righteousness laid up for me, not only for me, but for all those that love his appearing. Hallelujah. Praise God. God wants you to hear one other thing in closing today. And Psalms 121, this spoke to my heart. It should speak to your heart about what God says about you and I, and that he's our keeper. Keep keeping kept by our keeper. And Psalms 121, it says, I will lift up mine eyes into the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. Amen. Don't we serve a great big and good God? Hallelujah. Don't we serve a good God? All God is saying to you and I in closing today, hey, can we keep what's been entrusted to us, keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. Amen. You know, as we're in and out 2013 and we're entering this brand new year, keep on keeping on. The anchor holds. This is our anchor, guys. The Word of God. This is the truth. Amen. Every time I open the Word and I speak, and some people said to me sometimes, say, Pastor, well, I never hear the Lord speak. Open your Bible. Open your Bible. Every time I open the Word, He speaks. The spoken Word of God. Right here. You've got something you needed to make a decision on? The spoken Word of God. You said, yo, if any of us lack wisdom, let us ask of God. He gives liberally and abradeth not. The spoken Word of God. You know something about it? Jesus, God says, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. I don't have to add to it, and I don't want to take anything away from it, because it's the spoken Word of God. He gave me everything I need to be successful in life. He gave me everything I need to walk in His blessings. He gave me everything I need to live the Zoe life. The life of abundance. The joy of the Lord is our strength, and it comes from the spoken, the logos, the spoken Word of God. Amen? You know, and every last one of us are equipped with the same Word, and you only get out of it what you put into it. You will reap what you sow. If you're looking for abundance in the kingdom of God and abundance in this life, you better get in the Word. Because you sow the Word in your spirit, God's going to open up your eyes and you're going to see things before they ever come. Hold on. He's going to give you wisdom. You'll go with businessmen and people, and you'll walk in, and you'll walk in with wisdom and knowledge, and you'll walk in the favor of God. Amen? God said something to me the other day through a pastor friend. He said, when people are talking about you behind your back, I'm going to bless you right in front of their face. Hallelujah. We're blessed of God. Hey, I'm a blessed man of God. Amen? Amen? And I know it's not me. I know it's Him. I know where my blessing comes from. I know what hand really feeds me. The hand of God. Praise God. Let's bow our heads and let us pray.